This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. One of my favorite actors in the whole wide world is having some struggles. As you guys know, I've had the biggest crush on Bruce Willis. Tried to see every single movie he's been in. He has been my favorite ever since David Addison and Moonlighting. And it kills me to see Bruce Willis start to have some health struggles. People have been kind of concerned for a little while. And we're being told that he is taking a leave of absence due to him having a neurodegenerative disorder called aphasia. Now, that might seem a little confusing because aphasia is usually a symptom of a neurodegenerative disorder. So aphasia is where you have trouble speaking. You can have trouble saying the words. You know what you want to say, but it can't come out, like Broca's aphasia. There's Wernicke's aphasia or other aphasia where you just can't put the words together, or the words that come out aren't exactly what you're thinking, and then sometimes you just can't say it. And aphasia comes in many forms, but sadly, it's due to usually another factor. So aphasia could be due to stress, it could be due to a stroke, it could be due to cancer, epilepsy, seizures, an infection of the brain. And what we're also worried about is, could this be because of Alzheimer's or dementia? Now, Bruce Willis has been in the news with me, not so much because I love him. I think he's the most fantastic actor. I love Bruce Willis. But because we spoke about his early balding years ago. Now, he started to bald when he was in Moonlighting. And he was in his 20s and 30s, I think, when he started to lose his hair. We were worried about, you know, does that have any sort of complications to his health? It may not be related, but, you know, like I said, this is breaking news. We don't have a lot of details. According to his family, they did write on Instagram within the last hour to Bruce's amazing supporters, "As a family, we wanted to share that our beloved Bruce has been experiencing some health issues and has recently been diagnosed with aphasia, which is impacting his cognitive abilities. As a result of this, and with much consideration, Bruce is stepping away from the career that has meant so much to him and us. This is a really challenging time for our family, and we are so appreciative of your continued love, compassion, and support. We are moving through this as a strong family unit and wanted to bring his fans in, because we know how much he means to you and you do to him. As Bruce always says, live it up. And together, we plan to do just that. Love, Emma, Demi, Rumor, Scout, Tallulah, Mabel, and Evelyn." So, you know, this is a kind of a shocker. You know, we saw Phil Collins in his last, you know, concert, and you see him, and you know, you see him age, and you know, we don't want our icons, especially ones from the 80s, you know, and 70s, to start to age. And Bruce Willis is only 67. But like I said, aphasia has to do with someone's ability to speak, think the words, get the words out, communicate. When somebody has trouble communicating, they aren't wrong in that aphasia in and of itself can worsen one's cognitive ability. Because if you can't speak, if you can't express yourself, you start to isolate. Remember I told you guys that hearing loss needs to be addressed and corrected as quickly as possible. because once an older individual notices that people don't talk to him, because they go, huh? I start to do that with my husband. I'll say something, he goes, huh? I'm like, forget it. I don't like to repeat myself. And I do that, and couples fight all the time. Huh? What'd you say, huh? So you repeat yourself, and you get frustrated. After a while, you just don't talk to them. It's bad. Not to mention, if people can't hear, they just pretend. You know, I was out to dinner with some friends the other night, and it was really loud. And I go, guys, you know, I have that cocktail party effect. I can't speech discriminate, so I'm going to be kind of nodding and saying, yeah. Sorry if it looks like I don't understand. It just, I can't hear. It goes hand in hand. So then you end up not engaging. You end up not learning, not understanding, and you need that feedback. You need that communicative hit to keep your brain sparked and spry. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of speculation on if Bruce Willis has Alzheimer's, if he has other cognitive deficit, if he's getting Parkinson's, if he has. But, you know, we've noticed that over the past few years, he's been different. You know, and you also notice a lot of support from his ex-wife, Demi. When they were locking down for COVID, during COVID, she was with him, which I thought was you know, fantastic. So I think the family has kind of shown that they are, you know, rallying in support. And I hope so. You know, thank God for his family, because going through something like this could be rough. I wish I had more details for you. That's all we have. Let me see if I can give you guys anything else. For those of you you know, might not know who Bruce Willis is, just please see Die Hard. See Die Hard 2. See Die Hard 3. I think there was even a Die Hard 4. Pulp Fiction. Oh, my gosh. The Bonfire of the Vanities. The Fifth Element. Sixth Sense. Was it The Sixth Sense? Where they say, yeah, that was, gosh, just everything he's done. He's just so gifted. He's just so fantastic. So we hope it's temporary. It can be temporary. Aphasia can be temporary. You having the inability to communicate could be delirium, could be COVID, could be part of COVID. A lot of us having trouble getting our words out. Some of us stutter. Aphasia is so broad. So this doesn't necessarily mean he has a terminal illness. But as we wait and see, you know, and get whatever information we can, I'll keep you guys posted. There's a picture of him with like a little towel wrapped around his head. I hope he didn't have surgery. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's a lot of news going on, and again, I'm sorry that we don't have that much more details on Bruce Willis, just that we've been told that he has aphasia and is taking a break from his acting, he struggles with the neurological disorder. Most of the time, aphasia is a symptom, not a necessarily the cause, even though it can cause. So I'm really worried that there could be something else going on, like Alzheimer's, stroke, cancer, something else. So we'll keep you guys posted as much as we can. All right. So is it good news or is it bad news? Well, Russia has, in their latest round of peace talks, said that they were going to descale their troops around Kyiv, the capital. And we were like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I looked at it as, okay, well, it shows the good to that is it shows they couldn't take the capital. Not being able to take the capital is a huge loss. And it shows the Ukrainians, they have a chance. They have a huge chance. The bad part is this is something that can be commonly done when they want to regroup. If they can't get supplies in to, you know, to the troops on the ground, they might try to attack Kyiv another way. And so it doesn't necessarily mean defeat as much as we want it to. So let's get you guys through some of the updates we have here. Coming from CNN, the British governor, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has spoken out about the removal of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he says it's not the objective of the UK government to remove him. There's been some talk about the removal since Biden had said, you know, for the love of God, this man should not be in power. And he said, Biden was saying he was speaking from the heart and all that. And a lot of us were thinking that, you know, this guy should not be in power if he's not in power. But as I told you, if he's not in power, is the next person, you know, going to do the same? I'd love, you know, someone to replace him. It'd be somebody cool going, you know what, please, let's just reverse everything. We'll make restitutions, reparations. I'd like to reopen trade. What could we do? That's not going to happen. You know, and somebody who overthrows Putin could be just as bad. And so America or UK or these countries being involved in that might not be the best play. Some people think it is the best play. But right now, Boris Johnson said they don't plan on being involved in that. He said it's absolutely clear it's not the objective of the UK government to remove Putin from power. We are simply setting out to help, to protect the people of Ukraine, to protect them against absolute barbaric and unreasonable violence. That is what we're doing. He wants the sanctions against Russia to be intensified until every Russian boot was out of Ukraine. He said, I certainly don't think you expect the G7 to lift sanctions simply because there's been a ceasefire in Ukraine. That, again, goes straight into Putin's playbook. In my view, he said, we should continue to intensify sanctions with the rolling program until every one of the troops is out of Ukraine. Now, when he was asked, what about Crimea? That was overtaken a few years back. He said that includes it. So that's good for him. Good. However, Ukrainian police say there was continued shelling by Russians in the Donetsk region. Now, Russian troops have attacked, within the last 24 hours, 9 more settlements, damaging at least 8 civilian buildings, including houses and shops. This is according to the National Police of Ukraine. They fired at civilian population. They're going after civilians. Mortars, tanks, artillery, small arms. Some have been wounded. They say the most heavily shelled cities and towns include Mariupol, Marinka, Krasnokorivka, Adivivka, Muledar, Molnovakha, Zalzine, Okhotran, I hope I'm mispronouncing it, Okertiny, Novoslivka. According to police, the city of Pokrovsk also under attack. Now, the Donetsk region is one of the eastern territories that has been kind of one of those ones concerned that is might be one of the breakaway ones. Self-declared Donetsk People's Republic and the Luhansk People's Republic. So this is kind of the region that I don't think Russia is going to give up. Top U.S. general in Europe, according to CNN, says U.S. force posture has to change on the continent. General Todd Walters, commander of U.S. European Command, told lawmakers during a congressional hearing Wednesday that the U.S. force posture in Europe needs to change. Now, he oversees the U.S. military presence in Europe, and he said the U.S. force posture has to change not only in Eastern Europe, but also in air policing activity and in naval maritime groups. He says it's got to change. And certainly this is an opportunity as a result of the senseless act on behalf of Russia to re-examine the permanent military architecture that exists not only in Eastern Europe, but in our air, policing activity and aviation, and in our standing naval maritime groups. So he highlighted 8 battalion-sized battle groups the U.S. and NATO are establishing in the Eastern European NATO member countries. He said we're in the process of establishing 8 very coherent minimum battalion-sized battle groups in Eastern Europe and have all the appropriate enablers that are coupled in with all the air policing assets at all the standing naval maritime groups so that we could more comprehensively defend the East and do so in the North all the way back to the Atlantic Ocean, extending back to the Mediterranean. So as you know, with Europe, our troops, we have tens of thousands of troops in Europe. I mean, while everybody was kind of going back and forth on what to do with the 2,600 troops in Afghanistan, you know, we were noting there were about 36,000 troops in Germany, 25,000 troops in South Korea, and multiple other troops in Israel. And I mean, we have thousands of troops, you know, throughout Europe, throughout the Middle East. Does their role need to be shifted? Do their positioning or posture needs to be shifted? You know, now that we know that China can take nuclear warheads on their fast-paced train system and get them pretty quickly to wherever they need to, as well as the range of 9,300 miles, you know, are our troops, you know, not an outdated posturing, but more relevant. So this regrouping around Kyiv and Chernihiv is underway. It's a regrouping. The Russian Ministry of Defense spokesperson said it's a planned regrouping. Even though everybody had said, oh, it's a de-escalation. No. They are regrouping. According to Konashenkov, at the first stage of a special military operation carried out by the Russian armed forces on the territory of Donbas in Ukraine, it is planned to force the enemy to concentrate his forces, means, resources, and military equipment to hold large settlements in these areas. Why are they saying that? I mean, if you're trying to shift, you know, and move troops so you can do a surprise attack, do you really announce that? But then again, Russians want to save face. They don't want people going, yay, Russia's losing. They say to tie them up on the battlefield and without storming these cities in order to avoid losses among the civilian population, inflict such a defeat on the armed formations of the Kyiv regime that would not allow it to use these forces in the main direction of operations of our armed forces in the Donbas region. All of these goals have been met. So Russia is like, yeah, we met our goals. This is all in the plans. All I know is it shows that Russia, we were really worried that Ukraine could fall within a month, as we saw with Poland during World War II, and Ukraine proved everybody wrong, and thank God for that. So have you guys seen that meme? You know that meme with Will Smith, you know, smacking Chris Rock? Well, there's a meme where Zelensky is smacking Putin. It's actually pretty good. I like it. So Europe is right now bracing for a gas shortage. Europe relies heavily on Russia for gas. So they are now trying to find ways to eliminate the bloc's dependency on Russian energy imports. Germany has already taken measures to address the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and now they are bracing for possible gas shortages that will affect us. Sadly, it already is with prices at the gas pump as well as other, you know, poor policies that we currently have. Biden had told Zelensky that the U.S. is going to give Ukraine another $500 million in direct budgetary aid. We're going to start getting a little less details on everything given because we have been so vocal about every single piece of equipment that the Ukrainians have asked us to stop. But U.S. is still giving aid. I'm glad they are. I definitely support that. I think Ukraine is holding off Putin from becoming the next Hitler and us going into World War III. We might not get as many details here on out. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right?
She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Russian unprovoked invasion of Ukraine enters a second month, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Russia is unable to control large parts of Ukraine.
As far as winning is concerned, look, I don't think there's any way Putin achieves a strategic victory here. I think he's going to have a strategic loss, and now potentially an operational one. I think what you're seeing now is he'll continue to, they're not withdrawing, they're simply regrouping.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Lawyers for Daryl Brooks, the black nationalist accused of driving his SUV through a crowd and killing six white people in a Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade, say they want the trial moved outside the community where the tragedy happened. Brooks back in court today, where a judge gave his lawyers until Friday to postpone the trial until 2023. This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of bullying Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
This is a political hit, part of liberals' years-long quest to delegitimize the court, all because our laws and Constitution occasionally inconvenience the Democrats' radical agenda.
Democrats wanting Thomas to recuse himself from cases related to last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol because of his wife's leaked text messages regarding the results of the 2020 presidential election. According to a survey conducted by Gallup, 53.2% of those polled classified themselves as thriving, which is the lowest percentage recorded since January of last year. Gallup reporting the ongoing pandemic and record inflation are likely why the percentage decreased steadily after reaching a record high last June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we had started a Facebook page on COVID vaccine experiences. This was early on in the rollout. So we could hear about, you know, what people are experiencing, good, bad, neutral. So if somebody said, look, I got it, I didn't die, I didn't grow an extra leg or more genitalia, I'm good, that could put people at ease. if other people said, look, there's something going on. I'm getting this ringing in my ears. Something's not right. We could then alert, you know, and have some discussions to kind of find out what could be going on. And so it kind of allowed kind of a safe place for people to bring up issues. And somebody early on had said, I can't get this ringing out of my ear. And I think many doctors had seen patients who were noticing that they were having tinnitus or tinnitus. I call it tinnitus. You call it tinnitus. And tinnitus is a sound in the ear, a ringing, a buzzing, a chirping, and it doesn't go away. And you could have even pulsatile tinnitus, where it's, where you could like where you're almost like hearing a heartbeat. And even if the sound is a real sound, something is really making that sound, it still is bothersome. It's tinnitus. And so when I initially heard during the rollout that people were complaining of this, I was like, okay, well, I guess I got to wait till somebody studies it. I got to wait till somebody studies it. Well, here we are, a year past the rollout, and public officials are kind of trying to wake everybody up saying, look, can we look into this? Now, just because somebody gets tinnitus doesn't mean they shouldn't get the COVID vaccine. You know, for those of us that feel that the COVID vaccine protects us and saves us, you know, if I got tinnitus ringing in the ears, I would still probably get an additional COVID vaccine if I felt it was going to protect me against COVID. But that doesn't mean that people suffering from this are scared and they want to know what the heck. In fact, one person, as we talked about in December, said there's no way, they're never getting it again. But a doctor who actually, researches vaccines, he said that his tinnitus was unrelenting. He still got the booster, got tinnitus after that, but it was less severe. So in a way, I'm wondering if we should study if, in a way, it can also lessen it. So what's going on here? So the World Health Organization has now spoken out, and they said, look, we need to put hearing loss, dizziness, and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, listed as COVID-19 vaccine side effects. They also urge more research. Now, according to the Pharmacovigilance Risk Assessment Committee, PRAC, they've recommended that dizziness and tinnitus be listed as adverse reactions in the product information of the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the Johnson & Johnson one, after they concluded its risk. Then, in the Uppsala Monitoring Center, they identified a uptick in activity of hearing loss, sudden hearing loss, followed by tinnitus ringing in the ears, followed by COVID-19 vaccination. So people are like, well, what the hell is going on? How is a COVID-19 vaccine affecting an ear or both ears? They're not sure. They think it might have to do with the vestibular cochlear nerve. So how hearing happens is you need sounds to go through the ear. Okay, so you can't have it blocked with wax. You can't have infection, effusion behind the eardrum. You have the eardrum that helps resonate the sounds. And then you have very fine structures within the ears that can capture the signals, those vibrations, transmit it through a nerve signal to the brain, and the brain figures out what that is. It's fascinating how the ears work. But if somebody has a problem with hearing, it could be any way along that path. It could be from the canal to the eardrum to the bones, to the nerves, and then to the brain. Which is why when somebody has hearing loss, I don't always blame heavy metal. I'm like, well, is something going on in the brain? Maybe you can't hear because that part of the brain isn't functioning. And hearing loss could be a sign of dementia. Not everybody with hearing loss, but it is something that needs to be considered. As also, look in the ear. People call it telemedicine and say, yeah, I have some hearing loss, so I need an antibiotic. If it's wax, you need the wax removed. Yeah, if you have an infection, you might need an antibiotic, but not all hearing loss is an ear infection. You know what? I need ear drops. Put ear drops in my ear for an ear infection. We treat ear infections with antibiotics, not ear drops. Ear drops are for the outer ear infection, otitis externa. So I think we need to definitely review some ear pathology. But according to the World Health Organization, they say awareness of this possible link may help healthcare professionals and those vaccinated to monitor symptoms and seek care as appropriate. As there is still only limited data in the literature providing evidence for this link, further monitoring is required. So a vaccine researcher, Dr. Gregory Poland, director of the Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group in Rochester, Minnesota, sustained tinnitus. He told MedPage Today it was like somebody suddenly blowing a dog whistle in his ear, and it's been unrelenting. Now, he still advocates for COVID-19 vaccines. He's not anti-vaccine, and he still got his booster. But he still has tinnitus in both ears, I think left greater than right. It has lessened some. But he thinks there are thousands who are suffering from post-vaccine induced tinnitus and calls for more research. Now, he is still a proponent of vaccines and still going to get it. One lady, though, said, never doing it again. Sally Sinagra of Pittsburgh last spring got tinnitus 2 days after receiving her Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. I think we are seeing it more with the Johnson & Johnson. She said the noise in her ears kept getting worse, and after being examined by an ear, nose, and throat specialist, was diagnosed with tinnitus and Meniere's disease. Meniere's also affects balance, hearing. You get hearing loss, tinnitus, and dizziness. But at the time, there were only 6 known vaccine recipients who reported the tinnitus after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 5 improved. None were reported in the placebo group during the phase 3 clinical trials. And at the time, there really wasn't a lot of talk about it. But even Pfizer and Moderna vaccine recipients have reported it as well. So she went on a low-sodium diet. She tried to lower her blood pressure. She sought chiropractic care that helped a lot. But most people are given steroids, sometimes intratympanic steroids for this, to decrease the inflammation that could be going on. So she said, I just want people to know there is help out there. It is a real thing. Don't let people make you feel guilty or bad if you're not going to get another shot, because that's the other thing. We're told we're selfish if we're not going to get the booster. Well, I'm not willing to go through this again. She said, I'll stay in my own little part of the world if people are afraid of me, but I can't risk this again. I'm just finally getting to a place where I could live my life. So we're seeing tinnitus thus far. I think there's been over 12, maybe 13,000 reports to VAERS. And as I said, tinnitus could be caused by a variety of things. But it's ringing, buzzing, pulsating, clicking, hissing, or chirping in the ears. It could be caused by, you know, you could get it with age. You could get it from head trauma, damage to the inner ear. Jaw issues like TMJ arthralgia can actually cause ringing in the ears, wax buildup, a tumor, aneurysm, acoustic neuroma, stroke, valvular disease, Meniere's disease, diabetes could cause ringing in the ears, anemia could cause ringing in the ears, migraines, a thyroid disorder. If you got a bug, if a little cricket crawled into your ear, that could cause it. Medications have been known, such as what we're seeing with the vaccine, rarely, and then illnesses, even COVID infection could cause it. So, you know, depending on the cause of the tinnitus, we will try to use, you know, if we think it's infectious, we'll give antibiotics. But there's lots of medications that could cause tinnitus. Anti-inflammatories, anti-cancer medications, anti-malarial medications, diuretics. So if you do have tinnitus, don't just blame the shot. You know, see if it's also your medications. Have your ear examined, but don't let anybody blow you off. It's serious. It's debilitating to have a constant sound in your head. I mean, when they torture people, they do that. They cause these sounds or loud music or horrible music. It's very frustrating. Sometimes we use hearing devices, relaxation therapies, but I'm glad the World Health Organization is looking into this. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Quick update on Jeff Bridges, right? Big Lebowski. Dude, he is doing terrific, quote unquote, after battling lymphoma and COVID. He was doing a promotional virtual panel for his upcoming FX series, The Old Man. And he's 72 years old, and he explained the starting and stopping of production because of the COVID pandemic, is it his own health issues, But he is grateful to his considerate cast and team who gave him the time and support to heal. And now I guess the series is going to debut this summer. Looks like it's going to be a good show. According to the rap, he said, as far as I'm concerned, FX and all the team were so considerate and gave me all the time I needed and all the support I needed. The protocols, we were still in COVID, made me feel very safe and eager to get down to business and play. Bridges is also a fan of plorking, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. Plorking is play and working. And on his website this New Year's, he wished everybody a Happy New Year. May we drink together of the kind of world we'd like to live in, and may we plork, play, and work combo to make these dreams come true. He's very creative. I don't know if you've seen his website. It looks like it's all handwritten with a lot of illustrations. Last summer, Jeff Bridges stated his cancer was in remission. On his website, he had a 9-inch by 12-inch mass. 12 inches was his mass. It shrunk down to the size of a marble as of last September. But then he got COVID. He said COVID, quote, kicked his ass, unquote, despite being vaccinated. But he was very optimistic. He said he's going to avoid long-haul symptoms, and it's in the rearview mirror. He had apparently acquired COVID during one of his chemo appointments. According to a previous blog post, Jeff Bridges was in the ICU, hospitalized for a total of 5 weeks due to COVID. He eventually was able to get off the supplemental oxygen, improve his ambulation, and then he was able to walk his daughter down the aisle and dance at the wedding. So the series, I think, has finished up in terms of production. It's going to air or stream. I'm not sure if it's on Hulu. I don't know where, but it'll stream. We'll look it up. And, he was diagnosed with lymphoma the previous October. It's interesting. October 19th, 2020, Jeff Bridges has a really good attitude. He had posted on Twitter, or tweeted, as the dude would say, new blank has come to light. New S, or the poop word. I have been diagnosed with lymphoma. Although it is a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have a great team of doctors and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment and will keep you posted on my recovery. So just to review, lymphoma is a tumor that arises in the lymphatic system. Now, your lymphatic system is this intricate system of lymph nodes and vessels that captures and clears infection from the body. It's kind of like, you know how we have a sewer system? We have gutters and we have... It's kind of like that, except it doesn't have anything to do with the school, but it's kind of a cleaning system. Lymphomas can affect any portion of the lymphatic system, where lymph nodes are, spleen, bone marrow, thymus, tonsils. Lymphoma commonly gets mistaken for leukemia. It's different. Leukemia is blood cancer, where it's a cancer of the blood cells. They are treated by similar, they are a part of the, kind of like the hematology-oncology subject, but leukemia is a little different. It's a blood cancer. Lymphoma is a cancer of the lymph system. It can be Hodgkin's, it can be non-Hodgkin's. There's varying degrees of severity and prognosis. But symptoms can include these enlarged lymph nodes in the neck, groin, underarm, chest, abdomen. Sometimes you don't even feel it. We had a woman that came in with shortness of breath, and I had, she had, I think, a rapid heart rate. Yeah, her heart rate was rapid. So I told my PA to get an EKG. The EKG looked a little funny, and then I said, let's do a chest x-ray, and whoa, huge mass in the chest. She got better. She got treated right away, but her only symptom was a fast heartbeat. Symptoms of lymphoma can be fatigue, dizziness, weight loss, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, chest pain, fever, cough, night sweats, a rash, itching, bone pain. Like I said, if lymphoma hits the bone marrow. Some of you are like, well, that all sounds like COVID. Yeah. I think of lymphoma when you're just kind of going about your day and all of a sudden you get this big, huge mass on the side of your neck. Lymphomas will blow up fast sometimes. And so whenever you have a big lymph node, don't just say, oh, I need antibiotics and call up telemedicine. Have somebody examine you and ask, how do I know this isn't lymphoma? Now, mind you, we all get swollen lymph nodes. You know, I got a big, huge swollen lymph node when I had mono and my mono test was negative. So they go, whoa, you know, you might be having lymphoma. And then luckily the mono test came up positive, but they said I still need to watch for it because I could be at higher risk of lymphoma. So how do we treat it? Surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, monoclonal antibodies, stem cell, bone marrow transplants, and prognosis can be pretty good. If you have follicular lymphoma, the 5-year average survival rate is 88%. B-cell lymphoma, a little lower, 55 to 73% depending on the stage. For Hodgkin's lymphoma, if it's localized, if you just have that one area, you got a 92% chance of living past 5 years. Regional, 94%. Distant, 78%. All stages combined, average 87%, which are pretty good prognoses. So the moral of it is most lymphomas are treatable, even curable. But the key is you got to catch it early. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have an interesting study that says women, I don't like this study. Oh, women who use antibiotics in their 50s for at least 2 months could have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's. Now, this is a study coming out of Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Rush University in Chicago. They said women who took antibiotics for at least 2 consecutive months during their 50s consistently scored worse on cognitive tests. It affected their speed of processing, the brain functioning, attention, and memory capacity. They say the researchers write that the use of antibiotics aged women by about 3 to 4 years compared to their peers, even raised the risk of developing devastating conditions down the line. Now, why would anybody be on antibiotics for 2 months straight? Well, it could be they have chronic, let's say, bladder infections, or they have a chronic lung infection, or they're treating themselves. A lot of people go to antibiotics. I had somebody with tendonitis. They go, let me take an antibiotic in case it's infected. The reason why people love antibiotics so much is because they want the control. They've been able to control pneumonia. They've been able to control, you know, so many infections at home that when they have a condition, they're like, well, let me have that same control. And you don't necessarily have that control if it's not infectious. But researchers think it has to do with the gut-brain axis, where the cognitive decline happens because your gut has control over the body and brain. And that when the gut microbiome changes because of the antibiotics, it can affect the brain. Past studies have found, according to Daily Mail, that gut health is tied to cognitive conditions like Alzheimer's and others in both humans and animals. And since gut microbiome will be changed with antibiotics, that can kill and change the populations of the body's stomach. They say as far back as Hippocrates in 400 BC, humans have known that there was some link between internal body processes and outward displays of personality and other cognitive functioning. It's true. 2016, John Hopkins researchers found that antibiotic treatments could alter a person's gut microbiome and result could affect people suffering from psychiatric disorders. So this isn't necessarily brand new science, but you also wonder if somebody needs antibiotic for 2 months, what's wrong with that? Somebody, you know, having an infection that long, that could also be affecting their brain. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.